County Fair, 4-H in the open class. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living, for my club, my community, my country, and my world. The 4-H Pledge. While in Tucson, I worked with the College of Agriculture, so I got to witness how 4-H works from the state-level home office. And when we arrived in Spearfish, I knew it was a good opportunity to get the girls involved in other activities outside the home. We placed a high value on agriculture and ranching in our family, so 4-H was a natural fit. 4-H meetings are run like many other meetings, but do have some activities that are tailored for the kids. Members gave reports and presentations and completed journals about what happened at the meetings. The clothing and personal styles of many people involved were rural. The kids were encouraged to participate in leadership opportunities, learn crafting skills, and of course, animal husbandry. In Lawrence County, South Dakota, we do not have a fairgrounds, and there's a lot of pressure on the agriculture community to sell out to housing developers. Without the emphasis on agriculture, locals decided to partner with neighboring Butte County for the fair, and the Lawrence County Rangers made the best of it. 4-H had a more formal participation at the fair as various clubs in the area took turns manning the snack shack and members presented their projects and crafts to panels of judges directly, unlike open class, which has judging from a distance without the entrant there to answer questions and interact with judges. Winners receive a blue, purple, or white ribbon. It is a nerve-wracking experience for the kids, but good since it builds character and gives them a taste of pressure situations. One of the great values we received from attending 4-H was the focus on community involvement. You'll recall from earlier reading that we love to take walks through our city. 4-H conducted occasional trash pickup operations in Spearfish. I liked that a lot and adopted it to the extent that it is something we still continue even today as a family, long after having left 4-H officially. When walking through the park, we'll see a piece of trash. Whoever sees it, usually me, says, "Let's go, 4-H." We pick up the trash and take it to the trash can. It's a simple, easy way to do good in your community, too. We have a local public meeting room here in Spearfish at Hudson Hall. 4-H held their discernment and reasoning activities there, wherein the kids try to figure out good reasons to buy one thing versus another. In a nutshell, the module represented a chance to teach the kids responsible consumerism. Free markets function best with discerning customers. As a homeschool administrator, you have a lot of power to guide and influence the way your homeschool experience unfolds. For better or for worse, our core homeschool principle of limit the negative influences played a role in our decision to discontinue our participation in 4-H. In fact, our decision touched on two of our most important homeschool values, the other being get the food right. There were too many sugary treats at the meetings. How are parents supposed to say at home, "You can't have the cookie," knowing they'll have to watch a couple of dozen of their peers eating the cookie? The girls had helpful experiences and learned some very good things by attending meetings, but it had reached a point of diminishing return for our family farm education. Once we discovered that there was an open class at the fair in which the girls can enter their own crafts and win prizes, it made sense for us to part ways with 4-H. We had limited access to grow critters, and 4-H is very focused on animal husbandry. Open class met our homeschool needs, and the girls to this day still bring high-quality entries to the fair. 4-H never followed up with me after we stopped attending. Along with entering our projects, we always look forward to the free barbecue on Thursday and other events like the Youth Rodeo. Touring the fairgrounds is a good experience for kids who don't get to be around farm animals in their daily lives. There are barns full of horses, sheep, cows, goats, pigs, chickens, and even bunnies that anyone can walk through to see the animals. Just remember to be careful and respectful, and you may want to stock up on some allergy medication. Our daughters, quote, "love the feeling of nerves on the day we go back to see what the judges gave us for the things we entered." Here are some of our daughters' achievements while entering their projects through 4-H and in the open class at the fair. Most of their awards, including the best of shows, or is it bests in show? I always get that wrong. We're in the open class. Casey, best in show, Sam Winchester pencil drawing. Sewn bag, Cloverbud Ribbon, State Fair. A bag for a birthday, Cloverbud Ribbon, State Fair. 3D crocheted Mario character, first. Lego sets, first. Hand-painted ceramic giraffe, first. Hand-painted ceramic dragon, first. Horse drawing with no background, second. Finishing nail and string art, first. Pom-pom flowers, second. Bear country photo collage, second. Crocheted giraffe, first. Mom's mittens, first. Guitar pick holder, crocheted, first. Map, drawing, first. Crocheted stitches sample squares, first. KD's winter headband, first. Grandpa's gray hat, first. GMC Yukon watercolor, first. Caitlin, best in show, crocheted baby blanket. Jensen Ackles pencil drawing, first. Unicorn pencil drawing, first. Cal pen drawing, first. Ink drawing of one of Caitlin's characters, first. 239 house numbers, first. Butchie photo, second. PT sign, photo, first. Crocheted cow, first. Mittens, first. Family friend, photo, second. Fruit, photo, first. Dad fishing, photos, first. Spearfish Creek swimming hole, photo, second. Nail and string art, first. Purple flowers, photo, first. Clouds, photo, first. And shed, photo, first.